Welcome to Tent City, somewhere right by Southern California Sierras, on the wrong side of the tracks. Over the past few weeks, this makeshift town has become the face of America's troubles. Drug addicts, alcoholics, vagabonds, and victims of the ailing economy are living side by side. Scott has been out here for 3 months. He's one of the victims of the notorious subprime crisis.
I had one of those escalating finance charge balloon things that stepped up every year, and the payments got too much that I couldn't afford it anymore. So I tried to work with the bank, and they did have work with me, give me some extra time, but I just couldn't make, it was getting too big. So they foreclosed.
A tent and a few clothes are all that's left of Scott's previous life. But out here, he's not the only one. Last summer, a small group of people facing the same situation set up camp in this suburb of Los Angeles. Since then, their numbers have grown to nearly 400. The city of Ontario can no longer cope with the incessant arrivals of these people who all tell the same story, the story of their downfall.
I lost my wife, my kids, and my job, and things just got worse. Before I knew it, I was on the streets doing drugs, and now I'm just trying to change my life, and it's just dug the hole so deep, it's hard to get out of it.
There's a real sense of community in Tent City, where people share stories and a sense of hope quelled by frustration.
I've tried, and I've done it, and I got it. You get to the point where it gets frustrating trying.
The city has decided to expel anyone in Tent City who cannot prove that they are residents of Ontario. In doing so, officials are hoping to impede the rapid growth of this shanty town. The news came as no surprise, as everyone out here has grown accustomed to losing everything periodically. These people describe themselves as the victims of the failures of the American dream, or just as victims of life in general. All of them struggling to maintain a sense of pride and dignity in a town whose walls barely protect them from the wind.